אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר זוהר לעם.
We're learning from Zohar for All, Bereshit, Genesis, Bet. Article Vayhi Er, Vayhi Boker. There was evening and there was morning. Item 151. You're welcome to enter Kav.TV and send us questions. Selected questions on the relevant topics will be aired live. Zohar for All, Bereshit, Genesis, Part 2. Article, and there was evening and there was morning. Everything we want, this is the time to ask for it now. That's it. Let's scrutinize it. The more we will study, the fewer words we would require, we would have. Because everyone held everything already. Rather, through the group, towards the revelation of the general force of the Creator. He asked correctly, this guy, before we started the Zohar, I don't know how to relate to the quality of bestowal. What is a quality? What physical form is it? Can I love the force of gravity or hate it? Well, if I can I love or hate it? It's on the condition that it does something good to me. But it's not that I love it or I hate it. I am aware that it's still, and I relate to it this way, according to my sensation, according to the benefit that I get from it. I enjoy the sun, so I love the sun. What love is there for the sun? It's according to the love that I have, say, for a certain plant, or a certain animal, or a human. If you remember the book, the children's book, Hakosem, the magician.
Together forever.
It's called Together Forever in English. There is this depiction of how to treat the different forms of the creatures. So how can I relate to the Creator? First of all, I have not changed my Havaya. The upper light is in absolute rest. He's good and does good to the good and to the evil. He's in pure love towards us, on the one hand. On the other hand, the great, terrible Creator, God, and so on and so forth. All the evil comes from Him, all the good comes from Him. We're speaking of such contradictions that I get totally confused about. If He doesn't change, well, that's not good. Why do they tell us that He doesn't change? Baal HaSulam explains to us in a letter that if the Father relates to His Son with pure love, then He invites hatred from His Son instead of love, because there's no response, no reaction. The Son sees that doesn't matter how He treats His Father would treat Him with pure love. So it doesn't give the Son any room for expanding His love, for changing, for seeing what type of contact or connection. It's as if you're facing something that is still. The vegetative, the way it responds more, the animate responds even more, and the speaker even more. So through those reactions, those responses, positive, negative, there is this interconnection, incorporation. If He doesn't change, but rather He's all so completely good, then what do I have towards Him? I cannot perform any calculations with respect to Him. If I cannot perform any calculations, any scrutinies, then I simply leave Him aside as if He doesn't exist. How can I take something which is fixed into account? He's right in asking that. These are very deep themes, very profound. And indeed, not only Kabbalists are engaged in that. But they wanted to say that one who is above all corrections, who discovers the Creator, the Bore, because it's always Bo'e, come and see, this is how I discover Him. I don't discover him. I discover a form that is dressed in matter. Therefore, when I discover him fully in his complete, whole, perfect form that only that the creature can discover, it turns out that truly I discover him in his relation to me as absolute, as eternal, as whole, truly good and does good. But in all the other states I'm in, to the extent that I'm corrupted, broken, then he who sees faults sees his own faults, that accordingly I see the good and bad that come from him, that I have the possibility to relate to him once from the part of my corruptions and the relative corrections that I've gone through and see him both as good and evil, but then I still have to believe in what the great people who truly discovered him tell me, that there's only the absolute good and does good. And this is, therefore, I have to relate this to my vessels to the extent that they are still corrupted or corrected, and how in the end of the letter I would reach him and discover that he is good and does good. And then there are no contradictions. There's only this roadmap for my advancement, that this is how I am, I can then measure my situation and see how the Creator changes in my eyes. And I thank the Creator for creating this ladder of degrees of concealment, that through this I have the possibility to connect with him. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able, haven't been able to connect with him only as whole, complete. Did you find it? Where is it? Letter 2? Letter 2 about pure love. Okay, let it be. We'll continue with the Zohar. Thank you.
Zohar Bereshit 2, and there shall be evening, and there shall be morning, item 151. And there shall be evening, and there shall be morning, one day. And there shall be evening, extends from the side of darkness, the Nukva. And there shall be morning, extends from the side of light, Zeranpin. And since Zeranpin and Nukva joined together in the Zivug, it is written in them one day, to indicate that the evening and the morning are as one body, and they both make the day. That is, the light of the day comes from the zivug of Zeranpin and Nukva together. In every day it is written, there shall be morning and there shall be evening, since it indicates the coupling of Zon, from which the light of day comes out. If so, after the verse announced it on the first day, what is the purpose of writing in every day, and there shall be evening and there shall be morning? To know that there is no night without a day and no day without a night, and they will not separate from each other. That's why the verse keeps telling us that every day, to indicate that it is impossible to ever have the light of day without the darkness of night first. And so there can't be darkness of night that will not lead to the light of day, because they will never be separated. The same day that the first light emerged in spread throughout all days of Bereshit, Genesis, since in all of them it is written day. The name day implies the expansion of the first light that emerged in the first day, the Sfira of Chesed. But since this light has expanded during all days of Bereshit, in every Sfira from the seven Sfirot, they are all considered day, as the first day. Moreover, the expansion of light of the first day in all days, we learn that since it is written in all days the name morning, because that name does not relate but only to the first light, meaning that the name morning indicates the beginning of the light, which implies the first light in reality. And since the name morning is written every day, the expansion of the first day happens every day. Moreover, the first day follows all the other days, and all days come on the first day, to indicate that there is no separation in them, and they are all one. That is, the seven sefirot Chagat Nehim are incorporated with each other, and therefore each of them has Chagat Nehim. And it follows that there is Sfira of Chesed, which is the first day, in every other Sfira. And so is the first day, which is the Sfira of Chesed, it has the entire Chagat Nehim per se. So the first day exists in all days, and all days exist in the first day. And this is because they are one without any separation.
So we continue with our intentions, that through our unity we want to discover the upper unity, the one, a single upper one.
Article, and there shall be light. 153. And God said there shall be light, meaning that this expansion of light extends below. And these are the angels that were created on the first day. They have the right to exist on the right side, because the first day is Chesed, and is discerned as the right side. And so do the angels that extend in it are the right side. Yehi indicates that the Yud at the end of the word Yehi entered the Yud-Ke of the word, and the light of Yud-Ke was therefore turned into Avir. And for that reason, all the degrees were diminished until the Tanhim of Zon fell to Bia. And from the expansion of the light of Zon to the Bia of Pruda, the angels were created, which are a separate light from Atzilut. It turns out that the angels of Chesed were created from the diminution of the first day, Chesed of Zanpim, and the angels of Gvura were created from the diminution of the second day, Gvura of Zanpim, and the angels of Rachamim from the diminution of the third day, Tiferet of Zanpim, and all went by that way, by the diminution that was created in the word Yehi. A part of the light of Chesed expanded downwards into Biav Puda, meaning that they were created from the diminution of the light of Sfirat Chesed, which is the first day, and therefore they can exist at the right side, which are the angels from the right side of Chesed. And God saw that the light was good. It includes the mirror that does not shine, the Nukva, with the mirror that shines, Zanpin. As it is written, it is good. Meaning the word et includes, meaning the Nukva was included in the verse, because it is good, together with Zanpin. Also, the word et includes all the angels that extend from the side of the light of Chesed, which are also included in the verse that it is good. And they all shine as the first light in a complete existence, because they are all included in the verse, it is good, which is indicated in the first light. Article, there shall be a firmament. 154, there shall be a firmament within the water. In the article, there shall be a firmament, the upper water was separated from the lower water. The firmament refers to the expansion of water. Therefore it is written, and there shall be a difference between water and water, the upper water and the lower water. As it's written, there shall be a firmament, which means that this expansion will emerge this from that. And God created the firmament. And he created, meaning that he made an action in the greatness of above, meaning that he extended the Mochin of Gadlut from Bina, Because in the word there shall be a firmament, there was a preparation for the reception of the upper mochin of Bina to the Zon. And the word he shall make indicates completing all the desired, meaning that the upper mochin were extended into the Zon from the Bina. And it doesn't say there shall be a firmament, but it says, and God made the firmament. And this language indicates that he made it very great.
Through the connection between us, we need to try and discover what the Zohar is speaking about.
On the second day, the hell for the wicked of the world was created. On the second day, the dispute was created. On the second, the work was not completed, but on the third day. Therefore, it does not say it is good on the second day, but only on the third day. And then the work was completed. Therefore, it says on Tuesday that it is twice as good. One time for completing the work of the second day, and the second time for completing its own work. And on the third day, the second day was corrected, and the dispute was settled to carry out the illumination of both. And that's how the Rachamim was completed for the wicked in hell to redeem them from the judgment. On Tuesday, the sparkles of fire of hell calm down, meaning that in the illumination of Tuesday they cool down and they do no longer burn. Therefore, the second day was included and completed in it. Thus, the light that came out on the first day and the darkness came out on the second day, and the division of the water and the dispute was in it. Why wasn't all of this completed with the illumination of the first day? Because the right includes the left. Meaning, since the right light came out on the first day, it is found to be the root for the second day. And every root includes its branch and governs it. Therefore, why was the first day, if it could correct it, why did the second day needed the third day to be corrected? The difference is great, because by the correction of the third day, its illumination was reduced, so it couldn't shine from above downwards, only from below upwards, which is considered as Vak of Gal. If the second day was corrected by the first day, then it would remain as is, and there would be no diminution. The matter is that the dispute was over the desire to correct of the first day, as the root that corrects the branch. But the second day did not want to take on the dominion of the first day, and it disputed, until the third day had to put itself between the first and the second day to settle the dispute and bring peace.
No questions about the intention? Yes, please.
Pasha from Moscow is asking, what do I do if I suddenly realize I lost the intention? Do I think about meaning of life, the friends? Again, he says, what do I do when I suddenly remember that I lost the intention?
To go back to it.
How?
How? Well, that's the whole thing. Here one has to calculate, scrutinize from the beginning. What am I studying for? What am I trying to achieve? How do I achieve it? What for? Meaning my attitude towards everything. That's the best possible state. This is why we're actually go through such detachments. We become disconnected from the intention, and the whole thing is to come out and come back as many times as possible. Coming out and returning. So coming out, that's not a problem. If a person is ready, prepared to come back, then he's thrown out. But if he's not ready, if he's too weak, then they just leave him inside, outside, in one of these two states, if he's unable to perform this work. But our entire work is actually as fast as possible to ascend from this descent, from this detachment. So how do we discover at the time of the detachment that we are detached? That's thanks to our earlier work in the group. That if the upper force, the creator, does not hold me, then the group must hold me. Let's see, if I don't have health, sufficient help, then I fall into the hands of society. That's how it is in spirituality also. If I lack spiritual health, then I have to rely on the spiritual society. So we have to make sure that we have that. I don't know, the Red Cross, let's say, HMO, if the group does not project during my descent, it doesn't project to me, doesn't give me the support, it's as if in our world you don't have the chance to awaken, to regain your health. The Creator takes all of these things into account. The general field of bestowal that shines from the state of the end of correction throughout all of these concealments, all the screens, this field is arranged in such a way that it takes into account, it's arranged in such a way through the Orot, the lights and the Kelim, that it shines in the anterior and the posterior, in the posterior meaning in darkness, because the night is called Ota in Aramaic, also light, but in the opposite manner. So it takes into account, all in all, throughout this entire system, the relationship between me and the group. Well, Bereshit, Genesis, Bet, 2.
Bereshit Bet. And the land shall bring forth grass, and the upper water create fruit, and the lower water call upon the upper water to receive their fruit, and to bring them forth into the world. As the relation of the female to the male that is impregnated by him and brings out the outcomes to the world, because the upper water are male and the lower water are females. The mochen of Gadlut called fruit will not be able to appear in the Nukva, which is from Chazan above of Zeranpin. Therefore it is called land, because it is not worthy to bear fruit. But after there was a zivug in the Nukva from Chazan below of Zeranpin, and then what was land above the Chazan became Aretz, to bear fruit and bring outcomes below the Chazan of Zeranpin. And here, above the Chazan of Zeranpin, it is called upper water. From Chazan below of Zeranpin, it's called lower water, because the firmament that separates between upper and lower water stands at the Chazan. And it turns out that even though the mochin emerge in the Nukva from above the Chazan of Zeranpin, as it is written, the water shall be collected below the heavens to one place, and then the land shall be seen where the upper water is. In any case, they cannot appear there, and they are there as land. And the place of discovery is only in the place that is from Chazan below, where the lower water is. And it's said that the connection of the upper water in the lower water is in order to bear fruit, because the mochin, referred to as fruit, come from the force of the upper zivug in the chazeh and above of Zeranpin. As it says, the water shall be collected into one place. But it cannot appear there, because there is the land. Therefore, the lower water call upon the upper to receive their fruits. As the relation of the female to the male, which is impregnated by him and bears fruit into the world. As the semen of the male has no power to be revealed but in the nukva, where the impregnation and birth happens, so does the mochin of the upper water cannot appear in their place but only from chazan below, called lower water. And therefore they call upon the upper water to bestow upon them the mochin, and they will appear in the worlds by them. All of that is above Chazan Zohanpin and below Chazov Zohanpin. The issue of upper water and lower water happens both from Chazan above and from Chazan below, because there is male and female above the Chazan Zohanpin and Leah. The male is upper water, the nukva, the female is lower water. And also there is male and female below the chazeh, Jacob and Rachel. Jacob is upper water, Rachel is lower water. And the meaning of the verse, "The land shall bring forth grass," refers to the connection of the upper water and lower water, which is from the chazeh and below of Zohanpin. Because you cannot interpret the verse about the upper and lower water from Chazan above, because that is the place of the land, which does not bring forth grass and fruit. Therefore, who is the name God in the writing when it says, "And God said the land should bring forth grass"? It is the living God, the Bina above. Because all the 32 names of God in the act of Genesis are Bina. And if the meaning of the verse below, in the upper water and lower water, below the Chazeh, if so, the name God in the writing is just plain God, the Nukva, Leah, above the Chazeh, called plain God, and not living God, Bina. Which is according with what's accepted, that all the 32 gods in the 42 are names of Bina, which is living God. And we'll move on to the next part of the lesson.